We are learning Maseches Bamatzia, Daf Samach Tes Amud Aleph, and we are starting approximately 8 or 9 lines from the top. The beginning of the line says the word Mekulu, we start with the word Omarav. Omarav, Moiser Shlish Bischarcha Hareze Mutter. V'shmulam Aloy Motza Moiser Shlish Yech Vesa Reikam. We're talking about someone who invests a iska with someone, and we'll call the investor, and we'll call the person who does the work, the managing partner, let's say. He's the managing partner, and he does the work, and he gets half the profits, and also he's taking responsibility for half the iska, and the guy who gives the money also takes responsibility for half the iska, and he gets half the profits. The problem is, there's ribbis here, because the managing partner is not putting up his own money, he's just borrowing the other half. So because of the hava, he's working. So the halacha is we have three. You have to pay him money. What do you pay him? Three different shittas. We have Rav Meir, we have Rav Yehuda, we have Rav Shimon. Different shot on what you have to pay. Do you have to give him his full salary? What a chemini takes? Or according to Rav Meir, it has to be a set amount. It could be a small amount, but it has to be a set amount. And according to Rav Yehuda, just dipping with him in a dip. That's enough. So here we have Rav.
In this do we machleikas?
Yes.
Is it always from the? I don't know what you call it, the manager.
They make it up. They make up together. They make up together.
Who's passing money on to who?
Wondering who's passing money on. The managing partner has to take more money from the investor. The investor is the malva.
Even though he's not spending any money, if he's getting paid, he's doctor.
No, he's working. He didn't pay for his work. The managing partner is doing the work.
And then what about the fact that he's responsible for half and he didn't pay for it?
They pays back. Yes, before he's paid back.
No, before he pays back, it's an alva.
What's the word alva? It's alva, and the problem is you got a free alva. So what did he pay for
the
alva?
It's not the profit is the problem. It's the work that's the problem. It's not the
it's the work. It's the work he's working for. He's working for the other guy. Why is he working? Why is he doing the work here?
Because he's getting 20% profits.
For his half. What about your half? So I'll only work, let's say it's $100,000. So I'll only work on $50,000. I'm going to look at it. So basically, if you look at it like an investment, like in a property, so you're right, it makes no difference. But usually it's not a difference. You know, it could be. You have to collect another two apartments rent. But if you're selling Paris, there's a difference in selling $50,000 worth of Paris, $100,000 worth of Paris, big difference. You're selling his Paris because he gave you a free loan. That's the problem. So why are you selling his Paris for free? Teretz is because you got a loan. So Akapanim here, back to Agamara here. Moisa Shlish, Amarav, Moisa Shlish, Bescharcha, Reis, Zemutr, Veshmul Amar. So explain what this means. What it means is that, again, that they're splitting evenly the profits. And the question was that where is his salary for doing all the work? Let's say you're bringing up, you're raising animals here. So the answer is, they said anything that goes up more than a third, you get that for yourself completely. Anything more than a third, you get everything. That was a salary for the managing partner. Moiser shlish v'scharcha harei zeh muta. That's muta. V'shmul amar, no, it's no good because loy matza moiser shlish. Yesterday didn't go up on the third, didn't go up so much. So yel kabeis harekam, he's not going to get anything. So you're going to have ribbits. Elo mashmul koitz loy dinner. You make up, you give him a dinner. And you give him a dinner, that's what you give him a dinner. V'sav Rav, Frank DeMar, they have a cash now. But Shmuel says, you give him a dinner, that's enough. Which man diyama is this? Koitzle dinner. So Pashtus, it's the Shita of Rav Meir. Rav Meir, we had before, says that you have to give him a certain amount, but it has to be a set amount they both agree at. And then it's fine, even though a dinner is not so much money. And the summer sermon speaker has me cuts the dinner, he cuts his lawyer anything more than a prut. If it has to be a set amount I'm giving him, I'm paying for it. Agav, this is where like the dollar would come from this Gemara here. Cuts the dinner. Vesav Rav in cuts the dinner. Does Rav hold that a dinner is not good enough? Vama Rav. Rav says, Reish Agolo Leputumo. The person who's stuffing, the managing partner of the Agolim, of the calves, who stuffs the calves, he gets the head of the agala. That goes towards his salary for beschar, amoloi, mezoina. And the rest they split evenly. And my love, we're assuming, the amalei, moisus, shlish, bescharcha. That we said, that it was in a case where moisus, bescharcha, and since it's not for sure, so you also have to give him reish agla l'ptuma. So you see, you also have to be kaitz to dinner. How can we say Rav holds moisus, shlish, bescharcha is enough? We find that Rav says, yeah, reish agla l'ptuma. You have to give him a set amount, you have to give him something specific. And you don't rely on Moisir Shkarcha. So, heck, what's the theory of the Rabs? No, the Kamalei, E Moisir Shlish, E Reish Egelel Ptuma. No, either one's enough. Either you tell him Moisa Shlish Mischarcha, or you say Reish Agla Ptuma. According to Rav, that would be enough. Not a Teretz. Iba Yisema, the reason why here he allows this, Kikama Rav Moisa Shlish Mischarcha Mutter, could go into Islay Behema of the day. The case was his managing partner has his own Behema, not a Hava, he has his own Behema. And he's anyway doing work for his own behema, so now he'll do work for the other behema, which is a shutvis, through a hava. That's not so much work already. He's doing anyway the work for his own behema. Dama inchi gabal aturi gabal aturi. You're doing loss. You're needing the animal food for one shar, one ox. The same thing is for two oxes. There's no difference. So therefore, maybe there it's mutter to just give moisa shlish, even though it's not enough because. There, it's not so much tircha, and this is enough for that. So to come out of here, we have a chalikas, Rav and Shmuel, if you have the kites to dinner or not. And even Rav, if he had a second lashon, only said it in this case where it's, anyway, another behema, and they anyway not working so hard. Now, Tosfos asks, what's the takap shat in Rav? In the Pshat and Rav, it says, Moshe Shlish B'shkarach HaMutter, what's Pshat? L'char, it's still Tzad Echav Ribbis. Shchor Shmuel is right. There's a Tzad that there won't be any extra money. And then, it's Ribbis. And Tzad Echav Ribbis is also, according to Rav, Tosfos asks. So Tosfos answers, since this whole thing is the Rabbanon Diga Ribbis, we're more Mekel, and since it's Shchiach to have more than a Shlish, so we're more Mekel on this idea. But Akapanim, it would sound from this Gemara that if you give a dinner, that's enough. That's what would come out from this Gemara. And if you look at Tav Tosfos, Tav Tosfos starts off that Rabbi Tam says the passing of Shimon Gamil, which is like the most cool thing she'd like Rehuda. But Zok Tosfos, Ein Nira, the Rav Shmuel Bayi Oylik says dinner, Oy Reish Egla Leptuma. You need a set amount. And Shimon Gamil says it's enough to have Glalim, or like a Mitzir. And therefore, Tosfos argues on the Rabbi Tam, and Rabbi Chanan in Tosfos holds that we pass the Rav Shimon. He was neither one. Shalom. You have to look at Shulchan Aruch, Kufay and Zayin, Sif, Beis, Gimel and Dal. Very complicated Shaila, how we pass can like. But you should know the dollar comes from this Gemara, costs like dinner.
So according to this Gemara, yeah. According to Rabbi, there wouldn't be any heter by a field.
Yeah, what do you mean? You have to give him more. You have extra. That's okay, pashut. Yeah. That's the whole sugya. Iski always gives me extra. That's pashut. Whatever it is. He gives me extra. Why not?
Because you don't say two fields for one field, you have to
go. Oh, if you're the second loss, if you have your own field, yeah, I'm saying, yeah, it's not again, yeah. Yeah, yeah, but you have to say Moisa Shlish or something.
He has his own field. Two fields
are
the same.
Right, Moisa, that's the only reason Moisa is not enough, but yeah. Rabbi Lezmer Agrunya is not behema of Yavla like Isa. Rabbi Lezmer bought a behema. Lezmer Agrunya bought a behema. And he gave it to his sharecropper who knew how to take care of animals as well. And he gave it to him to fatten up the animal. It seems like there was a business. He bought this animal, this little skinny young animal, and used to raise the animal properly, feed it well, until it became a nice fat behemoth. And then you sold it to other people, either for work or for food. And that was the way they made business out of it. So Lezmer Grundy Zavin le behemoth v'yavol l'arisa, and he gave it to his arisa mafatim le. And Maisa he gave it to him as an iska, and that was gave it to him as an iska, which means that he was getting half the profits and half the responsibility. So Mefat Levi Yavle raised Shabagra. The Maisa had to give him something else ribbis. So he gave him the head Ba'agre, like Rav Shita. It's enough to give Reisha Gula Ptuma. He gave him the head Ba'agre for his salary. V'yav Pagravka, and he got half the profits. So his wife, Amrle de Vesu, never listen to your wife, but business advice, let's give this Gemara. Amri de Vesu, his wife told him, you know, you did, that was a great deal. You know, if you would be a shutter with him, put in your own money, you get even more probably. Because Madach, when you had to borrow money, and it wasn't your own money, you got the head. Imagine if you put your own money in, you get much more. I don't know. So he says, that his wife told him, if you become a shutter with him, you have like an Ami Alisa, I'm sure you get the tail as well. Not only the head, you get the tail also. So that's what he did. He listened to his wife. Also, Zavan Ba'adei, he bought together with him, B'shutvis, he had his own money ready right now, and he bought his own money, B'shutvis Abahema, and it came to the tail, Pogli Malisa. They split it evenly. They split everything evenly, including the tail. So then he goes to him, I'm like, let's go to the head, let's split the head also. I'm like, Tonifik Ratio. So Rabbi Loza told us the sheer crap, let's split the head also. I'm like, Hashtag Kibikar, Nami Loy, I thought I'm getting more, now I'm not even getting what I got in the first place? I'm like, yeah, Ada in Zuzi Didi Hava. And told me it was my money, and I'm lending you half. So I didn't give you more Mexican ribbis. Now we're shutvis. Micah Amrit, what are you telling? You want to get a salary because you work so hard? Tarchana tvei nails ribbis. Pashut, you know, you work. My karma is tarchana tvei porta. You worked a little hard. Amri inchi. They say a saying. Stam arisa lamari arakam hashav nafsha. A sharecropper is meshubid to the owner of the land for anything lasui le'raya, including to bring him food for the animals. And this is part of your job. Part of your job as a sharecropper is to take care of the animals. Therefore, you don't get any money for that. The only problem was that's a Mexican ribbis. There, I gave you extra. But here, so therefore. What was the, having to the wife or
no? No, why is he working for free for Rebeloza for?
Why is he working for free now? He's not getting a loan. I mean, right now? He was a sharecropper. He worked for Rebeloza. He was Rebeloza's sharecropper. He was Rebeloza's worker.
But he paid for part of the animal.
So what? Well, okay. So he paid for part of the animal. Now he fattened the animal. The owner of the field, he worked in the 10th floor of some building drinking coffee and smoking cigars. That's what he did. He did not have the animals. And this is his sharecropper. So he did it. And he took care of him. What's the problem? No ribbons here. He borrowed money. What's the problem? This is his job. This is what he does. This is his job. Therefore, you don't have to pay him. The only reason before you have to pay him is because it looked like he was doing this extra thing because he got the loan. But here, there's no loan, so there's no problem. The only child is what the Taiser actually asked, like, what was she thinking? What was the wife thinking? Why was he thinking that if he becomes a shutif, he gets double? Like, what in the world was she thinking? Look at Taiser says, Taiser says, Idamaschi, Tema, Loma he Svura king. Like, why would she think so? Like, why in the world would you think so? So, here, you have to see, Taisa shook up shop, and it's only a tzarachin, but I guess not a tzarachin, a lady doesn't know too much business, but you have to know what she was thinking. Yeah. Zokta Gemara Vayta, Torah Abonah, Hashem, that's the end of the sugya of Iska, more or less. That's the end of the sugya of Iska. And a lot of the Heta Iska, which is, again, not mentioned in the Gemara Heta Iska. It's not a Gemara thing. Heta Iska was something that they instituted around 400 or 500 years ago. They saw people had to lend ribbis. They had to, the business wasn't possible without ribbis. So they came out with a way of making loans into a Iska. And it's based in such a Iska. For example, if someone is buying a house and needs a mortgage, and he's going to pay mortgage, and pay ribbis to the Yiddish mortgage company. So what do? So they say is that the mortgage company is investing in your house. They're giving money to the house. They're investing in the house. You're the managing partner in the house. You work on the house. You bring it up in value. Goes up in value. And you pay them. They pay the ribbis every month. What is that? That's the profits. And you're splitting the profits. It doesn't make sense that $1,800 a month punked is the profit. So you say, you know, it is the profit. And if you're not sure about it, come make a shua. We'll go to Bezdin. That's your right in the star. We'll go to Bezdin and figure it out. Is the taka make sense? But I don't want to do it. I don't want to make a shua. If I'm giving you a set amount, that's the reason why you pay the $1,800 a month. But the problem is, I'm working, managing the house for free. Why are we doing that? There it is. You get a dollar for that. And that's kotzle dinner. That's like more or less very, not enough of an explanation. But if you ever get a hetiska, please read the paper and see exactly what you're doing. Something like that. So the Maravayda. Tana Rabbanu. Hashom behima lechaveru. If someone is now going in, Pashat, the halachas of raising cattle, and when you give someone to raise the cattle, what does he have to do exactly? So Torah Bona, Shom Behema Lechaveh, right? If you evaluate the behema when you give it to him, and this is the way you do it, you give it to him, you evaluate it. The reason why you evaluate it is because you're going to split the profits, and also he owes you for half the price of the behema. That's always the Shom Behema. Shom Behema Lechaveh, right? Ad Masa Chayav Ta'abah. How long do you have to work on this animal before I could ask for the chalukah? When someone accepts the job of raising the animal, how long does he have to hold on to it before he can say, I want to split it? Sum Chosama Ba'asoynesh Shmoneh Sochadish. By donkeys, 18 months, you have to take care of it. The Begoydreis, that's young animals, Chav Dal Chaydish. It's 24 months. The Mishnah also gave a number. The Mishnah says, by a Golem V'siyachim, and said, until Slish, until Mishalashim, until a third of its age, a third of its weight, the Chamar, until it could carry packages. And if he wants to split already early, Chaveri Makavlov, the Chaveri says, no, I want you to keep on raising the animal. But the first year is not like the second year. Now, what does that mean? My Aval to come. What's the Aval? Aval sounds like a saying. Cool, what are we talking about? Ella, he's saying like this. The reason why the managing partner can't pull out after 1 year, the second year is a much harder year than the first year. because the second year he's much more mezainous, the animal's much bigger and much hungrier, and therefore it's a harder job. So if he gives up after 1 year, so then it's not right. He's going to take half the profits after 1 year. The ikar job is the second year. So since the second year is harder than the first year, therefore, chaverim akivlov, the investor could stop you from backing out of the deal in middle because the second year is harder than the first year. When you evaluate a behemoth for your friend, and what's the profits here? The profits are here, the vlodis. That's the profits are here. You give a behemoth or behemoth to your friend to manage it, and the way he manages it by making sure there's vlodis, and the profits are the vlodis. But how, before you do the split, the halacha is that the managing partner has to take care of the vlodis, because he's the only one who's a professional in taking care of little infant behemoths. So bedaka by a small cattle is lamed. By small behemoth is lamed yom, 30 days. Uvagasa by big by cattle by cows and oxen nun yom, 50 days. He has to take care of the animals before he can make a chalukah. Rabbi Yisrael bedaka gimel chadashim. By daka it's more than 30 days, 3 months. Why? Peshes tepula meruba. It's very hard to take care of them, and therefore you need the managing partner to take care of him. My tepula meruba peshes shenela daka. It's because he has very small teeth. And therefore, you have to grind up the food before you give it, feed it. And therefore, it's a big job. And therefore, that's your job. From then, after that, after, let's say, the 30 days or the 50 days, so what happens then? Then he takes half is his. And if you don't split yet, so then it becomes like a new iska. It becomes a new iska. After this, he gets, let's say, there were 10 behemoths born, 10 infants, 10 calves, 10 behemoths. So I own 50% of those 10, and you own 50% of the 10, okay? Now, if we continue managing it, so on your 50%, anything I get that gets appreciates after that, I own 50% of that shvach. Why? Because now I'm going to be taking care of yours as an iska. So I'm going to get now from the future profits on the vlodas, I get 50%. So, noita mech shaloi, the chatzi mech shal shachaveroi. Freik Rashi, where's your dollar? Where's your dinner? Where's the extra money? L'charitz ribbits. So they freik Rashi. So Rashi answers over here, he says, since I'm anyway working for my half, so therefore, for your half is not a big deal. It's the same thing. That's the Midrash answers. Freik the Mashah, we had a Gemara before, not like that. The Gemara said before, even though you have other behemoths, it's there's a problem with ribbons.
The mice are slish.
What?
Those
over there,
you're getting either a dollar or a
mice. Right, that's the kasha. From that Gemara, you need to have the mice slish. Right, that's the kasha.
You have nothing.
You get nothing, exactly. That's the kasha.
Right.
So that is the Teretz first, Rashi answers that since I'm taking care of my own behemoths, they don't get anything. Freik the Mashah, the Gemara before, said, it's good learning in one day, so it's very easy to remember the Gemara. Mashah said, for the Gemara before, said, clearly, you get Moisa Shlish, or Eglah Ptumah, something, even though you are watching all the behemoths. And for the Mashah, that it's different. Because here, they didn't split the animals yet. So every behemoth, I own 50%. Every behemoth, I own 50%, and you own 50%. So there, it's the same behemoth, I own 50%. My 50% has to eat food, your 50% doesn't eat food anyway. That's the difference. Before, he had his own behemoths on the side, other behemoths. And therefore, when I'm taking care of your behemoth, it's a different svara. It's like, it's all one food, but I have to take more food. But here, it's the same behemoth. That's what Mashal says. I was a 50% partner in every single behemoth. That's why it's different. So tomorrow, right? The Rav Menashe bar Gad, the Shokol Mechza Shaloi, V'chatzi mechza v'shachaveroi. Rav Nasri Gadda, who was managing the behemoths, himself, after the 30 days, decided to redo the iska and continue, and he's take half, 50% of his own, and he'll take 50% of the profits on the behemoths he's watching fellow. But he never went and was officially said, I want to be mechalik, and instead we're going to restart the iska. He never did that. And that was the time over here. He did this himself without going to the owner and saying, no, we have to redo the contract. So also came with Abaya. I'm like, Mom, Paglach, who split for you? Who did this? Like, now you're taking that 50% of the new profits. Like, who told you to continue doing this? You have to ask them. You have to go to the owner, figure out how much it's worth. You have to do a whole shuma. Va'oid, Mokav Shnogel Gadalu. This place is a place where the midig was that they raised the animal much more than 50 days or 30 days. V'tana, Mokav Shnogel Gadal, Yagdilu. In a place where the Megadal of Lodais for longer time, you have to be magdal longer. So here, anyway, you have no right to say that I'm going to get new profits now because it's a makom shenogel gad yagdilu, which is from the next Mishnah. We'll see. It's just next to the same thing. The makom shenogel gad yagdilu. Talk to Maravaita. Hanitrei Kusai, which the Yavid says were two Jews who lived in Kusa, the Ovu Iska Bahadir Dadi. They did a deal with each other, an investment deal. So Ozil Chad Menayu, Paulo Xuzav Loi died to the Chabre. They split the money. One guy decided he's splitting. They did a deal together. They both were working, not Shalal Ribbis, but they did a chaluka in the Shutvis without asking the friend. Ozil Kameh, the Rapapa, they came to Rapapa. So Amalei, this is Reuven and Shimon. Reuven went ahead and split in the middle of the job thing. I'm taking my money, and he left with it. So the Shimon came to our papa and said, look, Reuven left the deal. When it comes to money, you don't have to go to Bez and make a whole Shuma. He took his money and left. The money is very easy to split. You know, 500 for me, 500 for you. So next year, Lashana, Zav, and Chamra, they bought wine as an Iska together, as a business deal. And this time, Shimon's the one that split. Come Idach, the other guy, Shimon, Paul Gavoy died to Chavre. He went and split the wine without asking his friend. Also, Kavoy, Papa, I'm like, Mom, Pogla, who split for you? So Shimon says, hey, this is crazy. Last year, Reuven split, you say Reuven's right. This year, I split, you say Reuven's right. They always go against me? I'm like, Kachazina, the boss of the D, Kasi. The boss of the day, say Kasi. You're always going with him. You always side with him. You never side with me. It's not fair. Oh, Papa, no, you're making a mistake. It's the whole different case. When you're handling with wine, you have to be meidia your partner that you want to split the deal. Because by Zuzi, mi shakel tavi shakel chasri, did he take like the better money and left you the worse money? No, he split tavi kenega tavi and chasri kenega chasri. He split the money evenly. That's very simple. But chamra kuli amayodi dik the basim vigalay basim. When it comes to wine, some wine tastes good, some wine is sweet, some is not sweet, and therefore you need a professional evaluator, a vessel arbitrator to split it, and you can't use yourself because you're negei v'dava and split it that way. And the Gemara just brings down Rav Nachman Shita, Gufa Amar Rav Nachman, Zuzi command the Pagadami. When you have a vestment of Zuzi, it's Ki'ilu, it's split already, but it's Hanim Mili Tavi V'Tavi. It's only if you split it yourself, Tavi, like Rashi speaks out that the coins have, and we learned in Azav also, the coins all have the same name a lot of times, Salah Tasala, but a lot of times certain Slotim are missing. So when you split it, you have to split the full selahs for the full selahs and the missing ones for the missing ones. That's what you have to do. But if you do a missing one for Tavi, even though they have a street value, a lot of them have the same value, but that's not right already to split it like that way, because some of them are harder to use or easy to use, and that's not a good split. How do you be like Tavi with Tavi, Tukuli with Tukuli? I have a Tavi with Tukuli, like, but if it's Tavi against a Tukuli, which means something that has to be weighed, something that's a little bit chaser, that is not a right, and there needs a professional arbitrator, evaluator, in order to do the chalukah, just like it's warring.